The 10th International Congress of Coptic Studies is underway at the Patristic Augustinian Institute here in Rome. The conference is looking at themes including Coptic religious and cultural life in contemporary Egypt, as well as lectures on linguistics and biblical manuscripts. One of the participants at the Congress is Gadat Gabra, a former director of the Coptic Museum in Cairo and a lecturer at the Claremont Graduate University in California. He says that achieving stability in Egypt in light of recent political events will take time.
What can people learn about looking at a museum like a Coptic museum? What can they learn about the Christianity from going to museum?
The Christianity in Egypt is one of the oldest in the world, started in the first century, and it has a great contribution for Christianity, the School of Alexandria, the Theological School of Alexandria, and also the Patriarchs of Alexandria in the 4th and 5th century, they contributed to the theology. For example, Patriarch Athanasius the Great, he played a great role, crucial role. The Nicene Creed and till now used all over the world. So the Church of Egypt is one of the oldest. It had a great literary heritage and also artistic heritage. Monasticism, communal monasticism, started in Egypt. Great figures of Christianity, they came from Europe to Egypt to learn monasticism in the Egyptian desert. So John of Cassian, when he, after coming from Egypt, he established monasteries in France, and for San Salvador, for women, and also for monks in France. So Christianity in Egypt and monasticism are very important. Monasticism, communal monasticism, is the most important contribution of the Egyptian church to the Christian world.
Coptic Christians in Egypt are living through a period of history now. We see the Arab Spring, we see what's happened over the last year and a half. They are living through a period of history, aren't they?
The Christians of Egypt represent the largest Christian minority in the Middle East. I believe we don't have the statistics, but I believe they are one-tenth of the population, so around 9 million. And they also contributed to Christianity in Ethiopia, Christianity in Sudan, so they are Christianity in Libya. They are very active. And, of course, after the Arab conquest of Egypt, gradually people converted to Islam until we have this 10%. They suffered all over the history of the Arab occupation, waves of persecution sometimes. It depends upon the rulers. Some rulers were tolerant, some rulers were not tolerant, as minorities all over the world. And in the 14th century, they suffered a great persecution, so until they became 10%. And nowadays, we will see what will happen. The Muslim Brotherhood, they are now having the government. And it is clear the president of Egypt belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood. Their motto or their main idea, Quran is our constitution, and we love to murder for Islam. This is their main idea. They want to revive the caliphate, which Kemal Atatürk in Turkey abolished. So they wanted to have Egypt as one of an Islamic empire, the caliphate, the classic Islamic world. So for this reason, we have to wait what will happen. Nowadays, we have more activity. The Copts began to come to politics again. They began to come to the street. They began, when they demonstrate, they don't go to the cathedral. They go to the Tahrir Square. And they formed also a lot of groups, political activists, political groups. They cooperate with Muslim rebels. We have to remember that the present president of Egypt, he have been voted by only 52%. The others are Muslim, mostly Muslim rebels, and also and Copts, more of them. Most of them. So we hope that Muslim rebels and Copts will save Egypt from applying the Islamic Sharia especially its strict side, like amputation of the hands of the thieves, for example. The Copts, with the liberal Muslims, they succeeded in saving Egypt from destiny in the last 30 years, and we hope they will continue to succeed. But I cannot predict, I cannot know what will happen. Let us see.
Do you think Coptic Christians in Egypt expected more when there was the Arab Spring? People went into Tahrir Square. Everyone seemed like a brothers together and sisters together in Tahrir Square at that time. Do you think now that it's come to pass that there is a new government, a new president, do you think Christians feel that they've been hard done by?
Well, as I mentioned, we need time. This will take time. We don't know what will happen. It depends upon how the Muslim Brotherhood and the government, which is now mainly Muslim Brotherhood, how they will succeed in the economy, their attitude to tourism, the economical problems, how they will do that, how they will solve these problems. There is a possibility also of the revolution of the poor. We will see. Because the poor, you can't let the poor eat religion. They cannot eat that. They want bread.
Well, do you think that will lead some Christians to go leave the country?
We know that some thousands of Copts left the country. We know that. And some of the liberal...
Even more.
And some of the liberal Muslims also, not only Copts. They left. But I am not very optimistic, but at the same time, I'm not pessimistic. I am now 65. I don't believe that I'll see the changes because it will take time, between one decade and two decades, I believe. It is not an easy, even after the fall of communism, it took time in Eastern Europe. It didn't change from one day to other to an open society. It took time in Eastern Europe after the fall of communism. I believe the same, if we will have democracy in Egypt, it will take at least between one decade and two decades. This is a country of 5,000 years of history of dictatorship, from the pharaohs till now. And we hope that democracy will come.